Thanks for listening to or watching the Upland Down Under podcast. Tonight's show is recording live on Thursday, 21st of March at 7 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. On tonight's show, we're going to catch up on the Upland market floors, of course, check in on the neighbourhood ratings for March. We had the South Lake Tahoe collection reveal. We're celebrating the apparent success of the new in-game chat system. There's an upcoming community meetup in Paris. And the biggest news to date through the week was, of course, Upland's inaugural movie premiere. Main topic for tonight's show is about the upcoming share and build airdrop drive for Sparklet. And as part of that, I'll be outlining a special breaking news video all about it that will go live very early a.m. tomorrow morning AEST time. We've also got a couple of quips about seasons, and maybe I need to rename the quip segment Quips, because we've got questions, insights, rants, provocations and statements this week. Because we've got a rant from the band about city releases to digest. And of course, we'll take a look at another Upland community member spotlight care of the Dynamic Node Builders team. And Swally's got an extra special giveaway that he's going to outline to us as well. All that and more on this the Upland Down Under podcast. If you're wondering how you can take part in the live recordings of this very here show, I dropped the link to the live podcast in the NBA server Thursday nights at about 6:45 p.m. AEST. Let's get in the Breaking Badly news and take a look at what's currently happening in the Upland market floor stats. Now, I have been very much on the buy for UPX and sell for USD train as of late, and some kind of interesting stuff to come out of that. Let's see how we go here. Let's see if this will work. All right, before I get into that, though, we've got our stats. Let's check in on the volumes or the 90-day averages, transaction volume. Nice to see a bit of green here, up 1.5% for the transaction volume. Trading volume also up a smidge, up 0.3%. Unique active wallets down from last week, was 64,600 and change last week. Now it's a bit over 62,500 this week. Total unminted properties. Aside from all the new properties that came on board with the sales and whatnot that was going on, we did have almost 6,800 properties minted through the week. That's a significant number. So we're pushing down under 290,000 again. USD floors currently, what do we got? LA is the worst at the moment, 31%. Lusail is the best, 359%. That's an outlier. But what do we got? Fresno still holding up there, 95%. Manhattan, 94%. And what else is sticking out? Santa Clara. I actually was looking at that if I was going to start buying and selling there, but that was, yeah, the spread between those was too big, 60% there. And Staten Island as well, hanging in tough there, 92% for the USD floor. As for what's actually happening in the markets, Bakersfield getting smashed on the UPX was just under 9,000 last week, now under 7,000. Berlin's up a dollar on the USD, was $8 last week, $9 this week. Bronx is up on both the UPX and the USD. That's one of the areas I've been buying for UPX and selling for USD. I had to go under $4 to get sales. They sat there for 2 days. Nobody gobbled them up. But then I saw a post or a tweet. It might have been Happy MFR, actually, I believe. He was talking about, he must have gobbled up the Bronx floor. He raised the price from whatever it was, $4 to $7 with just $70 or something. So I just missed out on his blitz there, which is a shame. I would have loved to take some Happy MFR's money. Maybe next time. Buenos Aires up a whopping 53% on the UPX, was 6,500 last week, now just under 10. And what else? Dallas up also 10% on the UPX, was 14,000 flat last week, now 15,500. A bit choppy everywhere else. What's going on there? LaSalle, look at that. Someone's trying to get out of LaSalle. Minus 75%. Was $300 the floor last week, now $75. So if you've been looking to get into LaSalle, that might be an option there. Everything else, choppy, choppy, choppy. Santa Clara up on the USD. That's interesting. When I looked at it, it wasn't looking that favorable. Currently, you can buy for 43,900 UPX and sell for just under 20 bucks. Too bad, actually. I might have to have another look at that myself. South Lake Tahoe, how's that doing as a new release? Up 2.6% on the UPX, floor at 20,000 UPX, and up from $6 last week, up 33.3% to $8 this week. Staten Island, a bit flat there, and Stockton and everything else, not much going on. So yeah, a bit of a mixed bag. Currently, according to this, your best bet was to buy for UPX and sell for USD in both Stockton and Trenton. Swally and I were going backwards and forwards on that. Were you saying, Swally, the data on that all changes so fast it's hard to keep up with it?
Well, the data on everything changes so fast you can't keep up. You say it's a snapshot, but it's not even that because it just changes so fast. Just on that LaSalle property, that floor hasn't moved pretty much ever since I started doing the numbers, but there was obviously a property added today that's selling at $75, which is still a massive markup from the original mint price. But it's also got an apartment on it, so probably not a bad buy if you're actually really keen to get in there.
Oh, nice.
I
You
don't know.
checked it out. Yeah, I was wondering when that showed up. I was wondering if that was one of those recent ones that people minted as part of, the extra stuff that got sold. But if it's got an apartment on it, it wouldn't have been.
It doesn't take that long to build an apartment. A couple of weeks.
Yeah, if you're fully stacked. If you got your bag full of spark like you have. Hint, hint, with your sign in the background there. All right, we'll move on and have a look at the neighborhood ratings. We kind of missed that last week. I just kind of glossed over it because I forgot to get it ready. So hopefully it works this week. Somehow, some way, San Francisco Midtown Terrace is still leading the charge, although it is dropping as I continue to get as much out-of-decor map assets out of the joint and shipped around as I can. I believe it was 13.25 last week or thereabouts. So we're going backwards, and Quailwood is slowly creeping up. 13.241. What do we got? We still got over a week left. So there's plenty of opportunities for Quailwood to make a big push there at the end, or any of the other ones there. Greenwich Village wouldn't take that much, especially. I don't know what the floors are like in Quailwood. I know some of the other node pushes, they've made use of the market aspect. So if you buy up the secondary or whatever, if you play around with those numbers a bit, it tends to push the score pretty quickly. So have to wait and see what happens. All right, I believe that is all I had for that one. Now we did have the South Lake Tahoe collection reveal. I don't know, did anybody have any stories to share about that? How did you go? Happy with the collections? Disappointed?
I got one El Tajo prop and three Tajo keys, and as predicted, they get a collection. So I'm okay with it. Just bought some of the properties from the past owners who don't want them. But only these where I can build the new structure, so I get huge amount of sparks I would need to finish all my builds in the next years. Maybe not as good as I thought the idea, but okay. I think the Spark Exchange will not only the Spark Exchange, but also some other guys I work with will get some upgrades to get my builds done. But I'm okay.
And Swally, I saw you had some extras in the keys as well that you were looking to offload. Did you manage to sell those, or what's your plans there?
Sold a couple. Obviously disappointed that it's only a purple collection, albeit top end purple, but it could be a 1.9 to a 2.0 from purple to orange, and that makes a massive difference on price. Something about that color change that makes it price skyrocket. But anyway, so disappointing that it was only a purple collection, but it is what it is. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. I missed out on pretty much everything I'd gone for. I picked up a couple of purple collections, but flipping a couple of those the keys properties, but nothing special. So you win some, lose some.
Yeah, I was surprised to see that at purple as well. A limited, I was thinking at least an exclusive, but.
Well, that's what I was banking on. So I'd gone pretty hard at that on the release and picked up, I think, 10 in there. And I even looked at that Venice Drive, which is around the outside, and I was thought the middle would be more higher demand, so to speak. And there was because the Venice Drive, like that outside edge, that was the last to mint, and I could have minted so many in there. Anyway, you win some, lose some. I mean, Beach Raid, you're never going to get that. But yeah, not to for that Tahoe Boulevard not to be a collection, which a lot of people thought would be, is disappointing. But again, shit happens.
Yes, as I outlined last week, I kind of spent more than I wanted to, but I did get up for the collection reveal. I saw that there wasn't much around. The only one that really interested me was there was a big one in Tahoe Meadows. It was 5 point something mil. I looked at it and thought, well, it's not much point getting one of them. And there was a couple of others there, but I thought they were going to get gobbled up pretty quickly. So I went back to bed. And then what do you know, I woke up a bit later and it was still available. So I kind of went on the hunt. And shout out to Sturgy Ooze. I managed to do a deal to pick up two extras on the secondary from him. And then I went and minted this big one. So the nice dividends on that one, 165,000 and change per month. So that almost gets me back to my magical 2 million UPEX per month number. And that is with only, what have I got now? 600 and something properties. 657 properties. So I'm really kind of pushing for that. I want to get the least amount of properties for the most amount of dividends. That's kind of my whole play at the moment. Anybody in chat? Lily, Tahoe Island. Yep, that's a good one. Happy with it? All right, we'll move on. What else have I got there? So we had the collection reveal, of course, and then, yeah, so celebrating the chatters. We kind of talked about the in-game chat system that they got up and running. I wasn't really paying much attention to that myself. I tried to use it a couple of times and messages got deleted, so I got jack of it and didn't bother again. But Squall Mozza today at just after lunchtime, our time, celebrating the chatters. He says, we knew we had a great community, but you really like to chat. We've reached over 110,000 unique chatters in the in-game chat. Really goes to show the power of community in GameFi. Not checked it out yet. Hop in and you can win UPEX with our occasional challenges. Yeah, they've been doing a whole bunch of different challenges there through the weeks.
he picked the channel with the most members to display.
Of course.
Yes, and the general is about, yeah, I think 11,000 or maybe 12,000. That's the general, yeah. So
let me have a look here. So we got, how do you see that? You just click on it.
Yeah, click on it and then you get it? No, it's in channels.
No, that's my channels.
Then you click on it and you can click another time on the channel, this little symbol. Yes, you know.
Yeah.
And there was
this number. Well, there you go.
There was a second one from the top that you needed to click on.
Property listings, that's the one. Yep. Oh, general is the one that you'll remember saying. Who's in general?
Okay, well.
It's 19,000. But that's good to see there's plenty of people at least going on to that system, because then hopefully that's more people that you can contact within the game and whatnot, because that's always been a bit of a pain in the butt if you can't get in contact with people.
These channels are it's a mess like the general in Discord. You get 1 million posts if you blink once with your eyes.
Yeah.
And it's not easy to follow, even if I say, okay, come, I go down, take a coffee, go back up and have to scroll millions and millions of posts back and can't catch up. This is... I don't like it.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's what I think I said last week. It's kind of seems like it's going back to the bad old days of Telegram because, yeah, it was just a nightmare to try and keep up with it all. But if it onboards the new players and gets them active, I suppose it's all well and good and worth it. All right, we'll race through it again, race through some other stuff. So there is, if you haven't seen it, if you're in Paris or if you want to go to Paris, you're heading to Paris, there is a community meetup that's being planned. Nosif and Tandeman, I believe, they're behind that. Let me just see, there's two lots there. I think I'm still on there. Yeah, what's Lisette said here? Community meetup in Paris, located near Paris, for everyone attending Paris Blockchain Week. There you go. You're in luck. Join Metaverse Street Journal. That's Tenderman and Frontland Community. That's Nosif for a community organized Upland meetup. Friday, April 12th. And if you go on over there too, there's a bunch of stuff where you can register. I don't believe they've got a venue sorted out yet. Yeah, to be announced, but heaps of stuff there. Tan's run a bunch of these sorts of events before, and Nosif's very well known in the community. Has a pretty big reach with everything that he's got going on. If you didn't check it out as part of the Totems, he did all sorts of awesome stuff there. Also runs car servers and whatnot as part of the Red Hook node, I believe. So if you're in the area, make sure you check that one out. It should be a good one. Right. What else have we got on the agenda? Moving on. Now, I didn't get involved in this myself. Upland's inaugural movie premiere. There was a couple of reasons why I didn't take a look at it. Well, I haven't taken a look at it yet myself. Was the timing. I was at work when it all kicked off. It's also the platform. I'm only on mobile when I'm around at work and that sort of stuff. So I will endeavour to take a look when I'm on the laptop and I've got some time to sit down and have a play around. Did anybody get in there? Did you have a go? Did you manage to check out Left House's movie?
I absolutely did. So I streamed it into the Discord cafe for people who couldn't get in there. And it went well. People were enjoying it. It is very F-bomby.
I did see a bit of chatter about that.
Yeah, I was working, so I wasn't paying the movie as much attention as I would have liked to. And I ended up focusing on when the next one would drop rather than the movie itself.
So you're waiting for it.
Yeah, so it kind of distracted me from the actual dialogue.
All right. You think you'd go back and watch it at your own leisure at some stage?
Yes, I think I need to give it what it deserves and pay attention and watch it. I quite enjoyed what I did here while I was working.
I didn't see the mechanics of it. So within those systems, you go in there with your 3D avatar. Are you essentially watching, am I looking at my laptop screen, which is looking at my 3D character looking at a screen? Is that how it's set up, or full screen, or?
So there is a stream mode. You can go straight to stream mode, so you'll just get the image. But if you don't do that, then you get your avatar's head, anybody sitting in front of you, the surrounding area and all that, which if I try to stream the stream, I usually crash. But I can do it if I'm just an avatar in there, which meant everybody's picture was quite small and I had to get up and move right in front of everybody at the stage so everybody else could see.
Oh, gosh. So. And there was some issues with open mics or something, I believe.
the one about a certain person who got scared and let fly in real life.
I didn't know the specifics. I knew there was just there was a lot of hot mics or something happening, yeah.
There was a lot of touching the screen, so people were closing the curtain on the movie all the time and getting up on the stage in front of the movie. They all got turfed out, but yeah, it was very annoying when they were doing it.
So all of those sorts of teething problems, I'm sure they'll sort out, and especially now that they've got their own Discord server now, haven't they? The nowhere for Upland kind of thing. Feedback.
Yeah, but you can't read anything in it because all the channels are closed off, and so you go in there and it's just the general chat channel and there's no permission to read anything else.
Oh, really? Oh, boy.
Yeah, there's no point being in there at this point. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yes. Leave it a week. All of these things. Yeah, leave it a while. Hopefully all of these things will just improve the overall system. Left House has done a whole bunch of stuff with these sort of short films and whatnot. I still remember back in the original in-home experiences we had for the first Halloween experience, the video he put up for his, it was absolutely haunting. I'll have to see if I can track that down. It was next level weird. So,
a full-on professional movie, and it is not a short. It's a movie-length movie. It does deserve a watch just so that you can even say that you've seen it, because it's Upland's first movie. I'm sure he'll do more if he can, but it's the first one.
Yeah, and it's going to be cool to see this get out into the hands of other folks as well. Elijah Judah is a name that sticks out straight away, like a lot of the stuff he's got going on. I believe he does a lot of drone footage and stuff too, so the sky's the limit for where the tech and all of this could go. Pretty exciting.
Yeah.
All right, so we're racing through it this week. That's good. I have got the main topic for this week's show pegged as Upland reveals the share and build airdrop drive. Now, I have to be a bit careful with what I go on here for reasons that will become a bit more apparent a bit later on, but we can have a general take a look at things and see. One of the major things you should be aware of is if you do not yet have a Twitter account, well, you better bloody hurry up and get yourself one, because it's going to be very important. Upland's already kind of stated that with the way they've set this up, all of like this main link has come from the Twitter and whatnot. So yes, the share and build airdrop is coming. I don't know. Who's not on Twitter yet? Yeah, you better be. Get yourself on Twitter.
Hubby's not.
As many Upland people. He's not. Well, get him on there. If you're a very new account, probably the best way to get your follower stats up and running is to just go to the Upland official account and just follow everybody that you can that's following Upland. That'll probably be a good start. But yes, airdrops, that's usually, you know, we've seen this system with the Gleam before, where you've got to connect your Facebook and you connect your Instagram and you connect your Twitters and you do this and you do that and you retweet this and you put a quote here. That's how most of these airdrop systems play out. Now, one of the things to be very aware, if you are playing around with that any sort of airdrop system, I keep saying it over and over again, but yeah, be very careful of what you're clicking on. Airdrop systems for Web3 crypto are rife with scammers, phishing attempts, all sorts of stuff. So make sure you're always clicking on official links. If you're not sure, double check, triple check. Do whatever you have to do. Just in general terms, are you excited about this? I know there's been a bit of chatter about... there's been concerns raised that airdrops are great, but airdrops is essentially... If you want to look at the core of it, it's free money, and people with free money, it's usually loose money and it usually disappears pretty quick. They're willing to dump on floors and whatnot. Is that of any concern? Obviously, the upside is more eyeballs, more community exposure and whatnot.
The upside is that if we can afford it and we've got a use for it, we can snap it up cheap.
That's exactly right. Yes. Yep. I've said that before when... I think when Sparklet releases, I think there will be a dump. I think the price will drop. Who knows? I mean, it's just moon mass to try and figure that out. But I think it will dump because we're conditioned to think that one Sparklet is 46 cents. So if you see it at 23 cents, I'm sure there's a lot of players out there thinking they're getting Sparklet at half price, which is a bargain in anyone's language.
Absolutely. Bueller Man, you're very quiet. What's going on? Sidetracked. And Kinda, I've just added you to the stage too. I don't know if you wanted to chime in. But yeah, just be careful. Like I said, one of the main things is it is going to be heavily Twitter focused. Make sure you're on Twitter. That's going to be the big one. Now, if it sounds like I'm being quite vague or whatever, yes, I am being deliberately vague because, well, what do you know? Tomorrow morning, very early AM, I will be releasing a special version of the Upland Down Under podcast. It's just a very short video. What's this all about? Well, what this video is, it's going to outline all of the currently known details about the Sparklet airdrop system. So you might be asking yourself, well, how do I know all about it? Well, as a member of the Upland Contributor Network, as a UCN broadcaster, I had the opportunity to participate in a sneaky peeky meeting hosted by the Upland team very early in my AM this morning. During that session, we were given an in-depth preview of the upcoming Sparklet airdrop campaign and other exciting developments. I've already recorded that video. I was scrambling to get that done before we went live with this one. However, as part of that meeting this morning, there's a 24-hour NDA period, which kind of sucks because it would have been perfect to be able to talk all about that tonight while we've got people on to ask follow-up questions and whatnot. But have to be a good boy, so I have to hold off on releasing that until tomorrow morning. So keep your eyes and ears out for that, because there's also a special giveaway associated with that particular video. More details on that part of the video coming up in this show here soon. So yes, there's lots of details there. Myself and many of the other broadcasters will be putting out videos about this, no doubt. Be interesting. I'll certainly be trying to get along and have a listen and a watch to all of them, just to get everybody's perspectives on it. I worked with ChatGPT to put mine together for this. I fed it all of the details that we had, all the background information. I fed it all the details and notes that I knew, plus some of my own very biased opinions, and bada bing, bada boom, it spat out a thing, and off we went. So check that one out. But probably, unless anybody else wanted to talk about it or have any questions about the Sparkler airdrop, probably the less I say about it, the better, so I don't get myself in trouble. All good? All right, very nice. Moving on. Now, I said we should label this as quips. Well, we're going to run through our quips. If you weren't aware, quips is questions, insights, provocations, and statements. There is a link to a Google form in the description. If you submit one of those with your in-game name and we use it in the show, you're going to win yourself some kind of prize. We've got another two quips from Rampant Quipser Angry Ursia this week about seasons. Some interesting thoughts and suggestions here. He starts off by asking, do we think seasons will endure, or will this fade like many of the past semi-regular events? Ow. What do you reckon? Seasons here to stay?
Absolutely, seasons are here to stay. I already believe that we're going to lose our daily login spark bonus because seasons will take over that, making us log in regularly just to get our gamified earnings, which is 100% here to stay and for good reason. I think seasons will only get better.
Yep. Yeah, I'm of the same opinion. Everything they seem to be doing seems to be tying more and more into the entire concept. So, yeah, I'd be very surprised if they let this one fade. Although, what did you say before, Swally, when I showed you that? I want to give you the sneak peek of that thumbnail. What did you say? Yeah, but still no info on totems. So they do have a habit of getting sidetracked by things.
We can mention 1,000 projects that they've started. But it comes back to this communication. If there's, like, everyone expected that totems would be done and dusted by Genesis Week, which obviously is not going to be now. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if it's going to not even be done by this year, the way they're going. But it's not so much that we're having to wait so long for round two. It's the fact that they're not talking about it. They're not saying if there's an issue or, you know, if they've identified a problem, just let us know what the hell's going on, that they've got to try and fix something if there is a problem. Lack of communication, like, nobody knows what's going on. The market is slowly dropping for totems because, you know, no one's excited about it. And I've seen a lot of people just selling their totems because they're like, it's just too much hard work. And maybe it is. I don't know. Like, we don't know if it's going to be worth it in the long run to be doing all this. Just sort of gambling, but lack of information. It's always the same story with Upland, just no communication.
I got the call from work. Totems, Skrymusas wrote, I can't find it now, but he wrote that they are checking the first cycle if everything was okay, blah 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 blah, and he don't think there will be much changes to the system, but hey, he said this collection disaster should not happen too, so I don't give many on this. If it's not come from Upland right now, but over these community managers. And it's lack of communication. It's this eventually soon in the future, all this, we're doing something new. Hey, and hey, there will be a big airdrop of Sparklet. Hey, and 1 week, no more information or two. Why not release everything if it's finished? Why tease everyone and then they got bored by the silence And
It doesn't take much to say, you know, a little update. Hey, by the way, we're still working on, you know.
Yeah, we're checking it. We plan on doing maybe in 2 or 3 months. Please be patient. We try to get it the best as possible. Blah, 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 all this. But no, just no word. The Totem channel is full of memes when Danny, who is buying all totems up, I think. Nice. With hundreds, yes. He already got.
Yeah, oof, yeah, we're all waiting with bated breath for cycle number 2, absolutely. All right, so our season's here to stay, yes, I would very much think so. In a later quips, Angry goes on to say that he remembers a post or interview that mentioned how upland activities will differ season to season. What specifically caught his interest was harvest season as a time for trapping rewards. What do we think blossom season will bring, as that's the one that's coming up next? It was mentioned city releases will be organized as part of seasons. Possibly there will be a city release most seasons, but it would make sense that a city release will always be part of blossom season. What else might we expect with blossoms that symbolizes renewal and new beginnings? Maybe something that will sit dormant and rewards will be reaped much later in harvest season. Interesting thought. And he's also just refreshed our minds that frost is a winter themed season. Blossom symbolizing renewal and new beginnings. Genesis celebrating Upland's anniversary. Sizzle capturing the essence of summer. Meanwhile, it's freaking winter here, but righto. Harvest, a time for reaping rewards. And Wonderland, a season filled with holiday festivals. So, any thoughts, predictions? What can we expect in Blossom season that's coming up here very soon?
I have no predictions, but I hope he's 100% right with the challenges or missions changing, because it would be boring as if it was the same every single season, and just plan ahead and just, you know, mix it all up. And even if it's always different, harvest season to harvest season is different, like, you know, mix it all up, make us earn our money. I mean, and to be honest, it wasn't that hard. Like, I didn't set out to get the 15.2. I just was doing my daily stuff, making sure I easily got to the, which if you're playing daily, you easily get to the 14.7. There was only one or two challenges I had to go out of my way to do. One of them was cars, because I don't race, but I think it was LeBan and I sat here during a podcast one night and just knocked out our 5 races. I don't think... Yeah, if you're a regular player, as TML said, like, if you're anything more than a casual player, that's piss easy to get the challenges done. So mix them up, have them different. So, I mean, if next Blossom season, obviously we can't grow anything, but maybe we can build stuff. So, but... You know, there's already that there anyway, wasn't it, for last one? But I got no predictions.
Yeah, well, it's definitely too early for life and all of that. Like, you know, the introduction of trees or anything, that's all way too early for that. We've got the whole totem system to get sorted out before then. So maybe in future years, but definitely not anytime soon.
Someone might be able to correct me, but I was looking at structural ornaments to see if there was any for the next season, and I couldn't find any. I didn't spend a lot of time.
There are new ones. Just discovered some things on the blockchain which were minted and created and on the APIs, but I didn't have enough time to combine all this information to say.
But there's currently none out there, though, is there?
No, that was my question, and there aren't. But I did hear in the chatter in the UGC that somebody got some delivered to their factory, so maybe we've got some UGC ones.
It'd be nice. Ooh, I've got stuff ready to submit and I can't get it submitted, let alone approved.
Well, these were long ago submissions. I think hopefully it's that form's not open yet, so
somebody's
I did look ahead
bucks
on that, but
does that mean the Jackie Sai ones aren't part of Blossom season? That seems a bit weird.
Most of them are either Genesis Week or Winterfest.
Oh, that'd be Halloween perhaps then, is it? Yeah.
And there's a few Halloween ones there as well. But most, I think even the Jackie, I can't tell you which one it was. At a guess, I'd say it was Genesis Week, which a lot of them are. But yeah, I couldn't find anything for Blossom.
Squall. Yeah, I actually did ask Squall about it. And he said, oh, don't we have them in-game? And I said, no, I said, I'm a big fan of ornaments, and I don't have any. So if I don't have any, chances are there are none.
Well, as I said,
there are some categorized as Blossom, but I need to combine all the data in the database to get more information. There are some objects which got the category for Blossom and season start at 1st April and season finish 15th of May and all this.
Well, someone's about to make a crap load of money, aren't they? There's only one or two users that have got it approved. Name your price.
Sounds familiar, like when Outdoor Decor released, yes.
I mean, if you were UGC and you wanted to win the competition, you would figure out who was not in your bracket and only sell to them and not sell to anyone in your own bracket. I mean, come on. Why would you not be sneaky and do that?
We need to lose those brackets. I don't think that bracket worked for the last season.
No, it really didn't.
I think 90% of the competition was in the one bracket, and then even you, Ben, your bloody bracket did bugger all, which was disappointing. But I know you've got better things to do, but you know, I've got the properties, I just don't have
one up. Yeah.
One.
I ended up putting one up, but I was too late for the snapshot or something. Yeah, I left it all too late, so I'll be on to it for next season.
Like I said,
there are none. The season after.
Yeah. I got involved in it, but realised I was up against, I don't know if he was a creator, but he's definitely a shop owner that had 80-something of them, and I just went, you know what, there is no chance I can beat this player. And to think that, you know, players like from Upland level or whatever, you know, are getting much better rewards than I can get coming. Like, I think I stopped when I was second, but I think I dropped down to about fifth or sixth. I stopped looking in the end. But to think that, you know, I put that much effort and money into it and someone at Upland level, you know, puts one up and gets a much better prize, it's a little bit disheartening.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Especially, I had more than everybody else in every other bracket and I got a BE, but, you know.
Did you get a... I didn't get a BE. I didn't get anything.
Well, it's in there that you get a BE. It hasn't arrived yet.
I haven't had any notification of any award.
No, they did the list of winners, so it's in the winners channel.
Oh, I need to go look then. I don't know. Like I said, I gave up after, I think, the second week.
Yeah. I think the answer there, Lily, is you're just going to have to upgrade to Chief Executive.
Oh, come on. Where am I going to get to 78K?
She's doing the finger to me. Yeah.
Really am.
Well, that's a 4X for me, and I'm not getting there anytime soon.
Thank you very much for those, Angry. It's food for thought at the very least. I'm sure it's one of those things we're just going to have to wait and see, unfortunately. All right, next up, we've got a rant from the one and only LeBan. Now, I did see this popped up a week or two ago, and I've been holding off because it's a good one. It's all about city release planning. He starts off by asking, I won't say what he's written, but I'll change it to, why the Fraggle Sticks has Upland stopped showing property prices prior to release? This was obviously before South Lake Tahoe release, because he says it's now 6 hours away from South Lake Tahoe release, and properties still aren't showing any prices. Why are Upland so secret about it? It would be nice to plan ahead where to spawn our block explorers based on wallet inventory, make a plan for the release. And he's putting his old man hat on here and saying, I remember back in the good old days, this is what we did. We made plans prior to the release. Yes, I've been whinging about that for the longest time. Back to the good old days. We used to get the property lines up days, if not weeks before. We used to get the mint prices on all of the properties showing days, if not a week before. It gave us plenty of time to make plans, especially those of us who were making node pushes and whatnot. Why they would hold that off to the last minute, I can only think it's a deliberate tactic to fuel the FOMO and the rage, and I don't know. There has to be a specific reason that they do it, because they've never gone back since they started down this direction. Annoy the absolute crap out of everybody else?
No, because I just, with my internet, I mint wherever I am at the time, and I actually hope that I'm not over properties that I can't afford.
that's my only thing. A positive for you almost, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Okay, I found a blossom structure ornament.
Okay,
we'll throw it. 100 birds, a mint 1 of 4.
Oh, yeah, there's not very many of those in there.
Yeah, they got blossom April 1 to May 15.
I'm pretty sure they were prizes. I don't think you could even buy those.
At Kuonikos in Staten Island.
Yeah, so for the city releases, I think it sucks, but obviously there's a method to their madness. There must be something in the data that shows it's beneficial for them to do it like that. But yes, personally, I would much rather have all of that information well and truly in advance. So hopefully you got what you wanted in the end, LeBan, after all that raging. Thank you for being in the midst of your rage and taking some time out to submit a quips. If you wanted to submit a quips just like Angry and LeBan did, who have both earned themselves 10,000 UPEX after fees, reminder that you just have to click the link to the Google form that's in the description and make sure you include your in-game name. Otherwise, I can't send you a prize. All right, we'll race on through these last bits and pieces in this week's Getting to Know Community Members segment, care of Mesmi and other members of the Dynamic Node Builders. They are featuring TB125, who was an extremely valued member of the old UDU podcast format and one of the community pioneers when it came to setting up and running multiple metaventures all under the same overall branding. TB125 is currently an executive with a net worth just under 41.5 million UPX, with 342 properties and a bit over 25.5 Spark. His home residence is in the St. James's neighbourhood of London, which, if my memory serves me correct, was one of the earliest Spawn neighbourhood development collections. Before we go and check out his responses, I'd just always like to go and have a look at, just have a bit of a squeeze, a bit of a sticky beak at people's progress charts. So over here on upxland.me and looking at his progress chart, this is a very interesting chart indeed. Starts off very slow, 8th of February 2022, 33 properties, and then up to 50 a couple of months later, and then climbing, and then some massive jumps, and then right up there, and then a big drop off, had 329 properties down to 250, and then climbing back again. Also interesting, the properties net worth graph and the mint net worth graph gets pretty close here and there in a few different spots, but then separates and comes back again. So all in all, tracking up, bit of a hodler it would seem. All right, let's check out his responses. So in-game name, TB125, has been playing Upland since December. What did I say? I said February. I don't know what the discrepancy is there. Been to Vegas, yes, lived there. Celebrity he knows the most about, King Charles. And there's some drama going on with that family at the moment. Although I don't suppose there's ever not any drama going on with them. If TB125 could start a charity, he would start a Jigsaw Puzzles for Mental Health Dementia. Sounds pretty much on track what he's already doing. Tattoos, no. Bucket list, visit all the US national parks. Famous fact about where he lives, spa water, guilty pleasure, Vegas craps. One thing he will never do again is climb a high mountain. Must be a story behind that. Superpower, making money vanish. Well, yeah, guilty pleasure, Vegas craps, they go together, don't they? Pet peeve, chewing with your mouth open. Very guilty of that at times. And three Uplanders you chat with regularly, Dak, Mitar35, and Mass Chef. Good on you, mates. TB was in, Swaller reminded me that TB was in one of the new format podcasts a few episodes back as well. So shout out to TB125. If you would like to get yourself involved, or you know of someone who the community might be interested in learning a bit more about, as I keep saying, then send Mesmi or any of the other Dynamic Node members a DM, or click the link to the DMB Discord server that's in the description of the show. Say good day and tell them the UDU podcast sent you. All right, a few extra little bits and pieces to wrap up on. Let me go sherry here. Bit of a self-pluggage. Where is it? This one. So I would suppose if you're watching this on YouTube, you know already about this, but if you're on the Spotify, you won't be able to see it anyway, so it doesn't matter. Did you see the recent follow-up interview I did with Scooby as part of the Metaverse and Beyond podcast series? If so, thank you for sticking with it through all of the audio and connection issues. Turns out that my headset microphone doesn't work, something funky with my new laptop, and I have to buy a USB microphone, which I'm currently looking into. If you didn't catch it, well, it was great to catch up with Scooby again, who is someone I've known and been involved with in the Upland Metaverse community for a very long time. Scooby has been heavily engaged as an Upland community member and an Upland community creator. If you weren't aware, Scooby was one half of the crew that first kicked off the Upland Cafe channel. He has returned to aspects of that. I've just done it again. He's returned to aspects of that after taking about a year away from the platform recently to focus on other things. I last recorded with Scooby way back in August 2022. The majority of our chat for this latest interview was focused on discussing some of the many events and eventualities that have happened in and around Upland since then. Scooby never pulls any punches and always tells it like it is, which is something I've always enjoyed and appreciated. And I'm hoping that Scooby might return to regular broadcasting sometime soon. I used to run just kind of semi-weekly or sometimes fortnightly podcasts. I really miss that show. That was always a good one. So check that one out if you haven't. Let me bounce out of there. Now, I did mention before when we were talking about a few different things that the contest for this week is going to be a little bit different. But before we do that, we've got a few things to give away. Now, Swally and I was going backwards and forwards through the week. Can you give me some good ideas on a few different things, bits and pieces to do with this segment? So we're going to trial that the first time this week. So if you weren't aware, last week's challenge was to get yourself in the contest channel within the NBA server. Let us know how you think the transportation mechanics of map assets is going to play out and what you will or won't be doing to get ahead of it all. Your name is going to roll in a list of all entrants for a chance to win 10,000 UPEX after fees. And of course, get yourself another entry into the 2024 end of year giveaway prize draws. That's all very standard. That's what we do each and every week. So we will go ahead and run that draw, and then I'll let you know what's going on with the other stuff that we're doing as part of that. All right, everybody's here. 10,000 UPX after fees. Oh, no, that's a different train. Jacob, for Jesus. Well done. Let me write that down. Jacob. Jacob, 10K. Congratulations. Now, Swally, are you going to go and do your thing? And I'll do one extra thing while you're doing that thing. And we'll go from there. Let me get out of that. Let me go back here. So as part of this, I'm going to start trying to make a bit more of effort. Like you watchers and listeners and members of the server, you go to the trouble of putting an entry in there, and I'll kind of just throw some UPEX at you and say thank you very much. Well, let's dive into a bit more than that. Every week I'm going to try and pick, sometimes it might be the funniest, sometimes it might be the most outrageous or the most insightful comment, and I'm going to give a little bonus prize as that. This week I've picked Jabna Media's entry. I'm going to send Jabna Media 5,000 UPX as a bit of a bonus after fees for the entry that says, I think they will finally roll out the trailers for the semis before they launch transporting of crates. How fleshed out the logistics will be upon the first capabilities of shipping? I think they will do it in stages. I do hope that when it is all said and done, they have a shipping company MetaVenture that allows you to separate your personal block explorer and location from your shipping logistics. Very important point, that one. That way you can have all of your vehicles and block explorers attached to the MetaVenture. You don't have to worry about if your personal block explorer is in the right spot for minting and treasure hunting and whatnot. We did see people get caught up in that whole drama with, you know, their car is their block explorer and their account is tied up to a car that's tied up to 8 hours of travel or something crazy. So yes, a little bonus prize there for Jabna Media. And Swally, how'd you go? Did you manage to find Jacob's entry?
Yeah, it's there in chat.
So Jacob's entry was, I think they are going to implement shipping for cars first. That is why they aren't allowing overseas drives. I think it's already in the works. Oh yeah, thank you for that. Right, so there's not only one chance to win a prize for the weekly challenge. There's now three, really, because you get that the main wheel, you get the bonus one, and of course, every entry you put in goes towards the big end of year prize giveaways as well. This week, we're going to do things a little bit differently before the for the weekly challenge. However, Swali is also celebrating a pretty big milestone. Do you want to outline what you got going on there and how we're going to run that, Swali?
All right, so barring any major catastrophes, I should hit the big 5-0 this week. No, I'm not talking about my age, I am talking about Spark. Still a couple of years away from 50 years old. So, you know, I've been working pretty hard for the last 18 months or so to get there. So it was originally my goal to get to 50, which obviously I did a little bit quicker than I first anticipated. So I'd like to do a little bit of a giveaway before I get stuck back into building my three pages of outstanding builds at the moment. So since Ben's not going to do a contest in the contest channel this week, I'll take over and do that. So all I need you guys to do is to post an address. Now, there are some limitations to this. So for every 10 entries that we have, I will max out a build and complete it. So if we get to 11, I will do two. But it has to be a unique build. So one of the limited only unique builds from like Miami, Queens, like South Lake Tahoe, Tokyo, any of those limited builds that they've come out with. I know a lot of players have got them sitting around without the spark to finish them off. So all you need to do is just list an eligible build in the contest channel. I'll just check all those. If we can get to more than 10, I'll do two and I'll max them out and have them built in about a week. So I should hit 50 by this time next week. So if we get to more than 20 entries, I'd be impressed and I'll do three, but challenges on you guys there, but it's only one per person, so I want to spread it out. I don't want one person taking up all of them. Ben can just spin the wheel and we'll do those builds and try and get some buildings knocked up.
Very cool. Thank you very much for putting that up, and I don't want to prematurely jinx you and congratulate you, so we'll just say go for it, mate. Looking forward to when you inevitably do hit the big 5-0 mark. So make sure that is in the NBA server in the contest channel. We're not going to run the weekly challenge through there this week. So that's just going to be its own separate little thing for Swali's giveaway. Now, that means that if you put an entry in for Swali's giveaway and you do what I'm going to outline for the usual weekly challenge, you will get two entries in for the big prize draw giveaway at the end of the year. So a bit of a bonus there, an extra bit of incentive as well. Right, so that brings us on to, so what are we going to do for this week? Well, this week's challenge, as I said, it's a little bit different, so take notes. If you happen to see just before, I shared a thumbnail of a video that's coming out. Keep your eyes and ears out for that breaking news episode about the Sparklet airdrop event. It will be going live in, probably 8 hours or so, 4:30 a.m. my time. If you happen to catch it on the Spotify, you will have to jump over to the YouTube afterwards to take part. If you haven't already done so, you know, it's a bit of a courtesy. So subscribe to the channel, like or dislike the video, whatever you want to do, and then share your thoughts on Uplands airdrop in the comments below the video. Don't put that comment in this video. I might catch it and be able to transfer over as an official entry. I might forget. So make sure you do it in the proper video that's going to go live after the regular UDU podcast one. And make sure that you include your in-game name in that. So yes, just put a note in there to say what you think about the video or what your thoughts are on the Uplands airdrop in general. So successful entries, as outlined, will go into the running to win 25,000 UPX after fees. I'm bumping it up because I'm making you go through, jump through some hoops, doing something a little bit different out of the ordinary. 25K after fees and a Samurai Aquatics map asset. And that will be drawn in next week's Upland Down Under podcast as just part of the normally weekly draw. And of course, as I said, don't forget, that will also get you another entry into the 2024 end of year giveaway prize draws. So lots of ways to get involved and win some UPEX, whether it be the quips or, you know, getting your comment in for the regular stuff and any of these little bonus bits and pieces. And that brings us on, one last thing to do is to do the Upland, what is it going to say, the Upland Down Under live participants podcast wheel. I'm pretty sure I grabbed everybody who jumped in. Thank you very much. Hopefully Elslack hasn't fallen asleep with his AirPods going on, blasting in his ears. Imagine falling asleep with my horrendous voice blaring in your ears. Let's see who's going to win. This is going to be a Samurai Aquatics Garden Bridge or a Love Heart Jacuzzi. Man might have it. Beulah Man, his luck has returned. Here we go. After Swally's recent domination. Congratulations, mate. Madness. There we go. I noted that down. Let me jump out of there. Let me close there. That's all I've got this week. Anybody else got anything to spam, promote, shill, whine about, whinge about, celebrate? Don't want to get started
got,
right at the
got
end.
Got the financial district property in Manhattan from the traveler passes.
Nice.
I haven't gotten any of my properties or my car from the road trip bundles yet, but we'll see. I got it yesterday, though, so does anybody know how long that takes? Or...
I don't know. Lily, you might be the best to advise on that. You've been seeing the chatter here and there. If you're still there.
You have to check your I don't got any emails too. There's a link in the Discord live updates with the list of properties which are reserved for you, and then you just need to go to it. But if it's from the first batch, I think all these snipers which are lurking around these properties to get unlocked already taking it.
Yeah, and if you bought, I think it's after Friday, I don't think that they've delivered yet. Long since you bought?
I bought it yesterday, so...
Yeah, it might take a few days, and I don't know if you'll get an email or if the list just gets updated, so check the list.
From now, they update in around 8 hours. From now on, it's the short after they start working on the West Coast in the US. But not every day. Maybe they skip one day and then do it in one batch the day after.
Yeah.
Soon,
eventually,
in the future, you'll get your properties.
But it's not instant in any way.
Yeah, and I did see there was a few people upset that, hey, where's the email? Like, that's a fairly well-established system that you get sent an email to suddenly not do that. And I don't know, maybe it wasn't put out there well enough, like how the system was going to change. And then it was interesting to see, I think it might have been this morning, I was looking through general and, yeah, some of the people who were at the properties ready to gobble them up, then they were disappointed that the properties didn't they weren't available to mint right at the time they were supposed to mint again. So it's all a bit of a kerfuffle.
Yeah, I don't know how they couldn't just make everybody wait until they all sold, because that would have made more sense in that bracket. Wait till that whole bracket sold
Before you moved on. I don't know, maybe it's just one of those things where they'll take lessons away and improve the system for next time. Have to wait and see. Anyhow, so yes, make sure you check out that special video that I'm putting out there. Make sure you check out all the other broadcasters. As I said, they're going to be putting videos out there. Get involved, ask questions once, because that's kind of going to be the... We'll be cracking the seal on that information, and I'm sure the community's going to have a lot of follow-up questions. There's probably a lot of stuff that they didn't cover as part of it all. So it was interesting. There was a few questions were asked and they were really reluctant to answer them, or they weren't able to answer them in a roundabout way. So yeah, there's, as much as we say that it sucks that we don't have the information about totems and whatnot, just know that they are all guns blazing flat out trying to get this sparkling airdrop system up and running, and probably everything else that's associated with with it as well. Hopefully it all plays out for the better, and we'll have billions and billions of new users all pumping our bags. So, have to wait and see. On that note, a reminder that if you're in a time zone that fits in with the Thursday night recording schedule of starting at 7 p.m. AEST, and you'd like to get involved in this podcast live, the link to the weekly podcast will always be dropped in the NBA server about 15 minutes before we kick off the show. That invitation extends to any of the podcast productions I do. So if you have an Upland NFT or Metaverse product, service, or event to promote, then sling me a DM, Ben68, or get yourself into the NBA server, which is linked in the description. On that note, that's got it. I've already run the live play wheel. Swally, that was won by Billerman.
Oh, sorry. I was busy typing a message. Well done, B-Man.
I thought you might have been racing LeBan again, so you looked a bit busy.
I lost our route.
Good week, everybody. We'll catch you later.